You're recording.
We are back in open session. We're in section three, number three, case 2196 regarding Melanie Redler, the continuance of the informal interview. And we have.
Just finding the fact.
Yeah.
Do we vote?
That was Dr.
Well, we haven't voted yet, right?
Right, there was a motion and a second, no vote.
Then we went to the executive session. The motion on the floor is to adopt the findings of fact and conclusions of law as our findings of fact and conclusions of law. Any more discussion on that? Let's do a roll call.
Ms. Krieger?
Aye.
Ms. Frost?
Aye.
Dr. James?
Aye.
Mr. Lohe?
Aye.
Ms. Solomon?
Aye.
And Dr. Rice, aye, the motion carries.
Next up is the document one.
Any prayers?
There is some additional information. In 1999, she had a letter of concern regarding holding a vaccine clinic without a premises license. In 2015, she had a letter of concern because she failed to report a criminal charge that occurred in 2011 on her 2013 veterinary renewal. In 2017, she had a disciplinary action related to failure to complete 20 hours of continuing education for renewal, and she was required to pay a $50 civil penalty, which she did.
No other premise violation issues?
No.
Okay. Thank you.
You mean outside of operating without a premise?
Well, I guess you have the first one in that. Which was just a letter of concern at that. But yeah, true.
So, okay. So I would make a motion with those past history that we do a probationary period of 1 year and that we do 6 hours of continuing education. I would like 3 of those hours to be in regulations around the profession, and 3 of those hours to be in premise management of some, I don't know,
yes,
courses, but.
So I'm like, I was trying to think of CE too, and I'm like, God, that's.
Yeah, I was thinking in lieu of CE, she could hire a practice consultant to come out and work with her for 3 hours.
Well, I kind of think the CE would be good. I wonder about like ASVAB, if they have anything that might apply to this, basically.
Would be practice management?
Yeah, I mean, practice management in general, but that's gonna be more towards like usually financially practice management in most cases. Yeah, I guess you
what
your personal conflict and stuff, but.
Practice management / best practices.
Yeah, I mean, because this is all around failure to comply with a license renewal, which is a really limited thing. I mean, we're more in like the legalities, like you were saying, but I don't know if that's going to be easy to find either.
All right, and Mr. Chairman, members of the board, remember she has a mobile unit, which is very limited practice anyway. She doesn't work that much according to her.
Yeah, I guess around ethics and law, I guess leave it broad like that, but that's also too broad, but I think it may be, I don't think there's really an appropriate CE that's going to apply to this. I mean, you're going to find like practice design and all that, but it's not really.
You've given ethics CE to people before and they found such a class.
But we can't, but I mean, if we just broadly say ethics, it's not going to necessarily apply to like renewed license. But I mean, I guess ethics are ethics are ethics. I mean, so I guess any of the ethics.
So we could say 3 hours in regulations, veterinary practice and regulations, and then
3 hours in ethics.
3 hours in ethics.
Yeah.
How would you get the regulation? Read the Arizona statute.
We have an ASVAB conference coming up in a week and a half.
They have
the regulations and laws. It's,
that'd be hard.
I mean, there are a lot of the law CEs out there.
Yes.
Well, and it, maybe it's regulations of professions in general, not specific to veterinary medicine, but why professions are regulated.
AAVSB has a course that's particular to regulation of veterinary medicine.
Yes, okay.
Yeah. Is it 3 hours?
They've got it.
Let me look at my notes if I know, I'm not sure I know the hours.
Or we can just say, complete the AAPSB course related to, and then just, that's the one she's going to complete.
True, yeah, we can be more specific on stuff, that's true.
Sure.
If we know specifically what it is.
Let me see.
I don't see any notes here.
There wouldn't be one of those.
It was 3 hours and 3 hours, 3 hours of regulation of the profession, which is a course title from, I took from AAVSB's website. And 3 hours of best practices slash practice management. I don't know if you want to wordsmith that last one. I don't recall that last one being specific. There were a number of courses available through AAVSB on both.
Yeah, I think I like the ethics one, but I like that first one.
So I would say then we make it 6 hours total, 3 hours of it in the AAVSB course, regulation of the profession, and 3 hours in ethics.
Okay.
And the civil penalty of $1,000.
And Dr. Jane, could you break that down into...
Yeah, so 300 of that is the unpaid license fee from 2018 for the premise, and 700 is the penalty.
Need a second? Second.
Always missed. Motion on the floor is second. Any further discussion? Roll call.
Ms. Krieger.
Aye.
Ms. Frost?
Aye.
Dr. James?
Aye.
Mr. Lohi?
Aye.
Ms. Solomon?
Aye.
And Dr. Wright is an aye. Motion carries.
All right, so that concludes that one.